It gives the National Federation of the Blind of New York State a thrill and great pleasure to be able to award scholarships each year. Every year, the number differs depending upon a lot of different factors. But, you want to come back to your left. It is our privilege to be able to award scholarships, and we hope these there's nothing attached. They can do whatever they want with these scholarships. So, I am going to call the chairman of the scholarship committee to join me at the podium here without further ado. And that is, please welcome with me, Ray Wayne.
Right here where I am. Can you hear where I'm coming from? I have to step away. You know what happens? You have to step away from the mic in order for you to hear. Here's where I am. Here I am. Right? Here we go. And I'll put your hand on the thing. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be. You're going to have to talk about it.
It's all right. I'll wing it. It's all right. Nobody. We've got. It's, as I said this morning, it's been a privilege to serve as the chair of the scholarship committee. I always liked Peg Elliott's concluding remarks during the national scholarship program, that we've given you not only a scholarship and a trip to the convention, but we've given you ourselves. We've given you the National Federation of the Blind, or in this case, the National Federation of the Blind of New York State, which is a part of the family, the nationwide family of the National Federation of the Blind. We have five scholarships, $750, one in the amount of $1,000, somebody to my right said something funny, and one in the amount of $1,250. No, not, you had your year. I think you had two, right? And you've heard from all these folks this morning. They've all been, we've had a chance to get to know all of them. A number of them I've known prior to this year, convention. The first scholarship is in the amount of $750 and goes to Amanda Maxson. And Amanda's an active member of the New York City chapter. She won a scholarship last year, and she has been participating in our meetings ever since, and here she is. Are you here?
I first wanted to thank very much the scholarship committee, as well as everyone here for their support. Not only the committee, but as well as everyone here for their support and their friendship. And as I said earlier, once you're family, you're in for life. And I'm just humbled and honored once again. I've been told I'm a repeat offender. But thank you everyone, and to the scholarship committee, it's an honor. Thank you so much.
Next. Also a member of the New York City chapter and I think second or third time attendee of this of a state convention, Tommy Needham.
Sorry.
Where Mindy and I are.
Here we are, right here. Sorry. You know what? You can't hear when you hear the mic coming through the speaker. It's impossible to hear where we are. Here we go. Come this way.
Oh.
Okay. Here you go. You got it.
Thank you.
Now get close to that mic, if you will.
I'm here, right?
On the left of the left.
Hello. Everybody.
I'm going to close my eyes.
Hello. Hello. Okay. I'm holding it. I'm just holding it, actually. I grabbed it. I'd like to thank everybody. The honor, and it's actually my second state convention, but it'll be the second of many to come. I'd like to thank old friends and new friends I met this year, and just going to keep doing what I'm doing, getting where I'm going, and God bless.
Next, and I believe she's a also $750, and I believe she's a first-time convention attendee, and I hope to see her at many more, as well as New York City chapter meetings. Valerie, I knew I would do that. Valeria Paradiso.
All weekend, big talker, singer that I am, I cannot think what to say. I'm trying to suppress the shaking in my legs. Thank you so much to everybody in this committee for this incredible opportunity. This will most definitely not be my last convention. Thank you for everything, wonderful experience, wonderful people, such a personalized, family-like organization. So thank you to everybody for this awesome chance, and I hope to see everybody again.
You alto or soprano?
Soprano one.
Oh, first soprano.
Soprano one. Oh, yeah.
No, first soprano. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Next, I think the amount of $1,000, and I think this young lady maybe the youngest of the winners, but she's of the class, but she's also, I think she's also the longest time in the organization. I hadn't, okay. And this scholarship, by the way, is donated by Elaine Rink. And it's only fitting that this young lady should receive it. And that goes to Bridget Walker, who will be starting at, I've known Bridget for a while, but I've really gotten a chance to know her better this weekend. Bridget, you up here?
Yes, I am. I'm right here.
There you go.
Oh, okay. She replaced my cane with this dog.
Yes, I did.
Hey, dog face. Not you, Bridget. Hey, dog face. I'm talking to her dog. Be quiet. Nobody ever talks to my cane.
Okay.
Everything you're not supposed to do with a guide dog.
Well, okay. I forgot we have to eat the mic. Okay. Yes, this is about my 6th convention. I started coming, like I said, when I was 9. And when I came, I had absolutely nothing. No cane skills whatsoever. I didn't even know what a cane was. I didn't know any Braille, maybe a couple of letters. I was in horrible shape, and my grandmother met Carl, and he turned us around. I am proud to say, because of all that the Federation has done for me, I am now in my first semester at SUNY Ulster. My goal is to become a teacher of the visually impaired with a secondary in assistive technology, and I can guarantee you I am not going to be that person who says to somebody, you have too much vision, you don't need Braille. I will be that person. I will be that person who will make sure that every student who comes through that door leaves with at least a Regents diploma. Thank you so much. I can't begin to tell you how much this means to me. Thank you.
I just want to steal the mic from the chairman of the committee for a second. Bridget, it was either I was going to turn Bridget around or Laura was going to turn me around.
It's true. I'm sure the suspense is killing everybody. this next scholarship is in...
Harvard graduate would be still be in suspense.
You're right because I always forget who the people are at National, but I do remember, I know all of you. And this next scholarship is in the amount of $1,250. This lady has been an active member in our chapter. I can't remember how long, but a couple, not long, but maybe 2, 3, 4 years. She sets up our refreshment table at the chapter meetings, and more importantly, she's come with us to Washington seminars, to Albany seminars. She's just anything that we've asked her to do. She's soft-spoken. She's quiet. A lot of you who are not in the city and maybe haven't been to Albany seminar or Washington seminar may not have known her very well before this weekend. I hope you've all gotten to know her now. But she is a real worker, and I'm very pleased to give the scholarship to Nihal Erkan.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay, I have to swallow it. Maybe you hear my heart beating. I don't know what to say. I'm so excited, and I was scared to come here, what to say. So right now I'm trembling, but I'm very, very happy to be honored for this scholarship. I don't know what to say. Just all. Thank you so much.
Come here, kid. Oops, my cane.
That's my cane.
Where's my cane? Oh.
I don't know. A hug from you. Here's the mic. I can hold it.
Okay. Okay, just so you know, she's walking around and hugging everybody. Okay, and Ray, I will hand you back this mic. In fact, I'll put it in the stand for you.
Oh, I'm standing on the wire.
Again, and I also want to, I knew there was something else I wanted to say. I want to thank the scholarship committee. I'm going to forget somebody. Kate, Romeo, Chancey, Mike, Mindy, Chris, Lucy, Charlie, And I also want to thank Carl for his input, and I also want to thank our committee secretary and everything else, Linda Johnson. Again, this is a great program, and I think my two favorite parts are I always notify the winners after we've chosen them, and I think that to hear the people's reactions, especially this year, when I called each of you, we were just so thrilled, and as well as tonight. And again, I hope that you've taken, and I believe that you have, more than just the, check and a free trip to Albany, but also our organization and ourselves. Thank you again.
And I just want to add one thing, that we had a contributor to the scholarship program that whom we don't usually have. We want to thank Nancy Miller of Vision. She personally contributed. It wasn't from the organization. It was from Nancy personally, and we thank her very much.